All right, so check this out. So when I had made the 127 hours connection to 9/11, I rearranged it as 127 Horus, because my whole thing is that 9/11 encodes the Aeon of Horus and the birth of Horus and all this sort of stuff. So 127 hours, you can just rearrange it as 127 Horus, right? So bring it back to your James Franco. Well, interesting. Also, his name is James. I mean, that's a very common name, but this shooter, James Holmes. His name, so Michael was talking about how right around the same time there was this story about this guy who gets stopped by the TSA because he's got this like huge dick, right? And the guy's name is Jonah Falcon. So Falcon.
See, it brings sex right. As the age of Horus again.
Oh, of course. Definitely. So it was this idea that, you know, basically this guy is packing the, like, you know, this weapon of mass destruction.
The alien, the black dick, right?
Right. So now his name was Falcon. So you just bring it back to the Horus Falcon type deal. But there's also that what we were joking around is that the guy who does the shooting, his name is Holmes, like John Holmes, the famous porn star, who apparently killed a bunch of people.
Oh, wow, that's fucked up.
Right, so this
who
guy's...
was played by Val Kilmer, who was a Batman.
Exactly.
Wow, fuck, that's fucked up.
I was trying to remember why Val Kilmer was important this whole time, and that was it. He played...
Because he's fucking Batman! It's the most obvious fucking thing!
That movie Wonderland is actually genius.
Fucking Wonderland.
I don't know if anyone saw it, but... it pulls a switch on you that is just fucking unexpected, and it turns it into a really good movie. That's not going to spoil it for all you big dick loving motherfuckers out there.
It better have something to do with big dicks, or I ain't watching it.
Oh, yeah, it's all about big dicks.
Okay, good.
Big dicks, cocaine, and porn.
But that's pretty interesting that this story about the guy with the big dick on the airplane comes out at the same time. So we were all making the joke, like, snakes on a plane. You know, the guy with the big dick. Snakes on a plane. oh, God, I can't. This trip kind of fried me. But there's, like, some really interesting overlap here. What did you write here? Born in Loma Linda? What's that?
I don't know what your LL thing.
But who's born in Loma Linda?
Modine, the Joker.
Modine, and what did you say he was in a movie with who?
Madonna.
He wasn't in a movie with Madonna. He wasn't in a movie with Rosanna Arquette. He was in a movie called Vision Quest. It's a weird
Vision Quest that has, it was changed to the name of a Madonna song, Crazy for You.
Ah, there you go.
Okay.
But Madonna's all over it because Madonna is the song that, like, basically drove the movie.
There
so
you go.
Is all of this shit really fucking that manipulative? Like, can you manipulate pop culture? I mean, is this okay? The question on whether or not the whole fucking Aurora shooting is fake depends on the fact if somebody could control it. Okay? What the fuck? Did you just have an aneurysm? What happened?
I had an aneurysm, but I... What? Who is saying that the shooting is fake? And then define fake for me, because...
The hoax. It's all over my Facebook. I don't know. It's just like a lot of people have... That's what it has puzzled me about this whole fucking Aurora shooting thing. So when I woke up, I was like, great, another one. But I couldn't get away from it because all of the fucking alternative media had it on there too. It has blown up as a conspiracy already. We are to the point where conspiracy theory has grown so vivid and so wide that everybody thinks everything is a fucking conspiracy.
All right, and that's okay. I'll say this, and I think this is one of the wisest things I ever heard about alternative news, alternative theories, and conspiracy theory in general. There's a show called The 700 Club, right? And there's a guy on there named Pat Robertson. And so a tornado will touch down in a rural fucking town. And he'll say, well, we all know that this tornado came down because God wanted it to come down. And he was just sending us a message because we weren't praying hard enough. And we were fornicating and we were doing some bad shit. So we got to just, you know, we got to hit the Bible and go to church and pray. It, which is just evil shit to say to people who are dealing with their homes destroyed and their loved ones killed. That
right.
Pat Robinson comes on TV and says, it was your fault that this happened.
Yeah.
God I'm is with punishing you. And Christopher Knowles at The Secret Sun said in a post once that Pat Robertson's role is to say the things that people out there are thinking deep within their heads. That people raised on the Bible, when they're picking up their dead bodies of their children and looking at the destruction all around them, somewhere in their mind they're thinking, did we deserve this? Did we cause this? Did I not pray enough? Pat Robertson says that on the TV so that they can go, no, fuck that. That's bullshit. Someone has to say it on TV so you can transcend it and get to the real heart of the matter, which is there ain't no time for thinking about why this happened. We just need to move forward. So it's a real complicated and kind of twisted way of kind of, I don't know, it's like you have a computer like HAL in 2001 and it starts to act screwy. You need someone to go in and reprogram it.
Be real. He's hijacking the spacecraft. You remember how earlier tonight you were talking about, like, what if somebody hijacked the spacecraft? That would be fucked up. That's what HAL does.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
If you want to say that HAL is conscious.
He's psychotic. HAL's psychotic.
I don't know. No,
HAL has
a
psychotic break.
You want to know what psychosis is?
They mention it in 2010.
Let me define psychosis for you, Will, and you can agree or disagree with me. This is psychosis. Right now, Chick-fil-A, right? The owner of Chick-fil-A is saying some shit about, fuck the gays, marriage is in the Bible, this is the way it is. So everyone with a rational mind...
I didn't hear that. What did he say?
The owners of Chick-fil-A are basically standing tall on their pedestal of, we believe in the Bible, we believe in traditional marriage, and we are actively against legalizing gay marriage, right?
Okay.
So people around the country are like, and I agree with them, this is fucked up bullshit. That's not the God I believe in, and that's antithetical to the teachings of your Savior, and we're going to boycott your sandwiches. We're not going to go to your fast food restaurants. We're not going to buy your chicken. Fuck you. And everyone's getting a hard-on about joining hands and saying, fuck you, Chick-fil-A. We ain't eating your chicken sandwich, right? So everyone is dancing and happy that we're going to basically destroy a company for their backwards and idiotic beliefs. Now, tobacco companies, the owners of tobacco companies, they took a natural plant, they redesigned it, they faked scientific evidence, they made a product more addictive, they lied about it to us, they killed millions, right? I bet you there's one out of every three people in a picket line for Chick-fil-A has a box of Marlboros or Camels in their pocket. Now, if you're going to boycott someone who discriminates and say, you are the worst piece of shit on the planet, okay, I'll agree with you. But if you still buy the product by owners who killed you, then you're psychotic. Then you have no connection to reality. If you're going to go on your Facebook and make posts about people who discriminate because of what they believe and they don't give you a job, okay, that's fine. But it pales in comparison. Spending $9 to buy a product by owners of companies who have basically been completely revealed to have said, yeah, we designed a product that's more addictive that kills you. We lied about it. We faked scientific evidence, and you know we got sued for it. But the people still buy it. That's basically voting Nazi, in my opinion. That's fucking psychotic. And if you're going to put your foot down for having any kind of political agenda in this country, if you smoke big tobacco, then fuck you. You have absolutely nothing to stand on. You're supporting an organization that basically has been outed for murdering people and lying to you. And it's just simple. And I would really like to hear the argument for anyone to dismantle that.
Well, as a smoker, I could say, yeah, you're fucking, you know, you're right that absolutely it's a terrible product and they're a terrible fucking company. And there's the attempt to try and pull away from that and fight that addiction. But then it's the idea that everyone's trying to fight their addiction. Everyone driving a fucking SUV is addicted to oil. They need this, you know, to do whatever.
You can't remove and bring it into any other company or any other sphere. You have to squarely answer to the fact that you give money to owners who lied to you, who manipulated their product chemically and genetically to make you more addicted to it. You are tobacco's bitch. They've killed millions. If you think about the money that is spent in this country because of healthcare costs related to tobacco, it's in the trillions.
Okay? This goes back to the money is the root of all evil, though.
Well,
I mean,
okay. So if you want to change the world, how can you change the world when you still give money to a company that's like, yeah, we lied to you. You're suckers. And you still buy our product. But I
was asking that same question earlier, and this was my point. You're saying I can't bring it into any other industry, but I'm saying this is what, I don't mean this is like, well, everyone's doing it, but I'm saying this is, I believe, is the challenge of our age. When I'm saying everyone's doing it, it's not an excuse. It's to say, I think it's the challenge of our age is, holy shit, we realize we're addicted to fucking plastics, to oil, to a fucking military industrial complex, to a bureaucratic fucking nightmare, to cigarettes, to fast food, to all these things, and we have to figure out how the fuck do we unplug from this beast. I think that's the challenge of our time.
Unplug from the beast, the connection of technology actually being the beast of revelations.
Well, the funny thing about tobacco is that American Spirit, right, is a tobacco company. They're not big tobacco.
That's not true. They were bought out years ago.
Were they? Well, there goes my argument. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah,
we
were having that conversation this weekend. Someone was like, well, I smoke American Spirits. It's like, well, they actually got bought out a few years ago. And then at first they're like, oh, we're not going to change the formula. Yeah, we are.
See, yeah. There's a rap lyric that says American Indians. Go ahead, Will.
No, there's nothing left because American Spirits, you try to tell someone, don't smoke big tobacco. They're chemically and genetically engineered to fuck you. Smoke natural tobacco. Smoke American Spirits. They buy a pack. After a few of them, they're like, you know what? I can't smoke these. Why not? Well, they're just not the same. I don't get the same feeling from it. That's in that moment that they realize the chemical that they're addicted to that big tobacco put into their product. Now, if you want to smoke, and if you say tobacco is a human right, we are allowed to smoke tobacco, I'm all for it. I agree. Go for it. But to smoke big tobacco, to support the companies that lied to you and faked scientific evidence, well, you know, it's real easy to boycott a chicken sandwich from owners whose religious beliefs are antithetical to you because you can get another chicken sandwich that's loaded with fat down the road.
But can I just go on the record here? Because now I've suddenly been put in the place of position of the smoker. I'm not boycotting Chick-fil-A. I'm not. I think it's actually really funny that Chick-fil-A, I mean, what they're a Christian company, but they're, what is that name really saying? Fill a chick? Fill a chick? Really?
What?
Like, what does that mean?
Okay.
And what does that name even fucking mean? I mean,
it's like KFC. You know, you're one letter away from, you know, the heart of the matter, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. That's
JFK.
You know, chicken
KFC fuck. And JFK and CIA and...
No, I think you make a great point with, you know, KFC is, yeah, it's fuck. So, I mean, it's basically, it's, you know, they're selling chicken fucking.
And pay chicken a little fuck. Bit more for the white meat, right?
Uh-huh.
But now they have the GFC. Have you seen that?
No, what's that?
Well, it's their grilled. I don't know. It's just funny. All right, no, it's Kentucky Grilled Chicken or something like KGC. That's what it is. It's KGC. So that's a little bit like.
Oh, right? It's called K. So wait, they went from KFC to KGC?
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
I mean, they talk about the most poisonous fast food out there. The one that's loaded with the most MSG, salt, fat. The one that is just basically a diabetes maker. And KFC always came up as just like...
KGC?
Well, Kentucky Grilled Chicken.
Knights of the Golden Circle. Knights of the Golden Circle is the KGC.
But no one buys the grilled chicken. No one. That's the thing. They spent all this fucking money changing their original recipe, their deep fried, heavily battered, MSG'd up chicken, and they tried to make a more healthy chicken, but no one fucking buys it because they made a product that was too good. Everyone's addicted to the poison. And that's really what this whole, this is what the whole crux of our history is right now. Is that they brainwashed us and poisoned us so well that now that it's time to take it away, the people are fighting to keep it. You know, it's like tobacco is the perfect example.
My friend calls it don't feed the bears. You give the bears what they want, they're going to keep coming back thinking you're the one who's going to give it to us. Like, that's what fast food is feeding the bears when you think of the human being as a bear.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, fuck with me for a couple of days after he told me that.
I just think that 1999, when Big Tobacco was going down, I mean, you're basically slaying a dinosaur or a dragon. You're killing a major industrial and political machine that has basically been exposed for doing absolutely horrifying things. The worst thing that science is basically capable of. Basically going to court, showing documents. It's basically like, you know, if science is the new religion, it's like, you know, your leaders covering up the heinous crimes of the past and saying to a judge, our product does not cause cancer. We've done the science. And that is the truth. And they completely were busted for it. And the only fallout for that is people bitch and moan that they got to pay more for the shit that kills them. So I mean, if you're an elite, if you want to call to a label that there is an elite, if you want to label that there's a conspiracy, you break through the bullshit, you take down one of the fucking dragons, and the people go, yeah, you fuckers, you were lying to us. Fuck, now we got to pay double the price for it. What would you think if you had a public that you basically said, you know what, we'll support the health industry because we'll make them sick. We'll still take money out of their pockets on a daily basis. We got a nice thing going here. Oh, we're busted. Hey, they still want to smoke it. But don't you realize,
to me, this is the end of Clockwork Orange. You know, it's like Alex was always a douchebag. He's not a hero by any stretch of the imagination. He's a murderer and a rapist and all these sort of things. But at the end, when the politician says to him, you know, we have a job for you. It's like, you're one of us type deal. It's saying they're just as fucking psychotic. So this is my thing, is the same government that said, hey, we're not going to take down Big Tobacco. We just want our cut of the profits. Don't you think, like when you say, as a smoker, I saw those prices skyrocket. And it's not because the cigarette company raised the prices. It's all taxes. It's all the government saying, we're going to slap taxes on here to discourage you from smoking. Bullshit. That's saying, hey, you there's a company that got millions of people addicted to a product, and we want a cut of that shit. So these same people who say, we don't mind killing our citizens as long as we make some money off of it, the leap from that to, you know, oh, a false flag, or, you know, a war for a false premise, or any of these sorts of things, isn't really that big of a stretch. Oh, we're going to, you know, this is what I don't understand, is you're saying you have no problem making a distinction that these cigarette companies are really fucking terrible, which you're absolutely right. But then what about where the government that says, fuck you, we want some of that money too. Oh, you're gang raping our citizens? Let us in on that. That looks pretty fucking hot. That's basically what they've said. And to me that shows a mentality that the government doesn't mind raping the people, and as long as they're getting money off of it, and that, you know, you just take that simple little jump of logic, go, wait a second, they don't mind killing their citizens for money? I wonder what else they would do for money. I mean, and I don't know what else you could do beyond kill your citizens. That seems like a pretty fucked up thing to do.
It just seems to me that the American death instinct is the most powerful force on the planet, and that when presented with direct, clear evidence that the thing that makes you feel good will make you feel horrible at the end of your life, will basically be responsible for the death of your body, the draining of your life savings, and the ruin of your family, that the death instinct is so powerful in an American that they cannot give up that habit. When you just show it to them in black and white, you just absolutely take out the covers. Here's the conspiracy. This feeds money into the healthcare system. This feeds absolutely pure profit into the tobacco companies. It ruins your nutritional instincts, and it makes you eat fast food. That when we show this to you, it's still not enough. You still come back to us.
Did you say it makes you eat fast food?
Well, what do you think of balance the non-smoker's diet to the smoker's diet, and you tell me which category of people eats more fast food.
I can only speak for myself, but I eat healthier than most people I know, and I smoke. I haven't touched.
You're an outlier, Alan. You're an outlier. Think about it. Think about the South, which probably smokes more than the North. Where is Chick-fil-A from?
South.
Shit about Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Georgia.
Fried food, comfort food, lots of butter, fat, chicken fried steak. Biscuits and gravy. Let's make sausage gravy. I like sausage, but could you make it into a gravy? So I can drink it.
But that's Pyle, though, right? Pyle, he's just a pile of shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Private Pyle is just a pile of shit. He's a fat slob who eats all the time.
Oh, Darkwing Duck as the Chick-fil-A. Yeah, it's the dark meat. Yeah, the Darkwing Duck, absolutely.
Take a Darkwing special.
And we were talking about smoke and food and...
Yeah, but you know how David
when you grill a chicken, you put it on the... Right, you smoke... You have a...
Smoked
Darkwing Duck. Hickory smoked Darkwing Duck.
Get that rub on it.
It's shaking bacon, I help. That's just classic.
But just like David Plait always brings up with Camel, with his rabbi, the death sticks. Yeah. You know, I mean, you scratch off the surface and you get right down to its guttural basic genesis. It's a death stick. It is the sharp teeth right into that death instinct, which is the other side of the coin of the pleasure principle. The death instinct is always more accessible than the pleasure principle. And so how do you keep the masses down low to the ground? You just feed them just the meatiest, juiciest death instinct you can give them. Because, you know, gravity is your friend in that situation. Like I said, Alan, with all due respect, I don't, when I bring this argument up, I'm not, I paint a pretty dark and pretty low picture of especially American citizens when I talk about the cigarette thing. And I'm not saying that you're not aware of all this shit, but it's just a testament to just how perfect of a product they made that it blinds people to what is exactly in front of them. It's just, you just write it down. It's A, B, C. It's very, very simple. If the chemical or the process that Big Tobacco invented, if we found out that it was invented in Nazi Germany, and if instead of a fucking warning symbol or a camel on our cigarette pack, it was a swastika, it would make it even more, it would just make it, it probably wouldn't even make a fucking difference.
Try having that conversation about J.P. Morgan, right? Their fucking logo is a swastika. They actually funded the Nazis. And I used to work in like a very Jewish neighborhood, and I said, well, you really shouldn't support that bank. That bank supported Nazis. Their logo is still a fucking swastika. You know, you can, all this. What are you talking about? No, it's, you know, they have a good interest rate or something. Okay. You know. So don't give me shit about smoking. You know, it's like this is the mentality. This is what I'm getting at, is that we're all trying to pull off of whatever this fucking nasty teat, I guess, is ultimately what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, because it's that whole Cthulhu imagery, you know? If you wanted to, or cancer is probably better. If you wanted to rip out McDonald's and fast food from the American society today and just rip it out, the country would collapse because there's just too many jobs. There's too many industries that are supported by it. You can't rip it out. It's the whole argument of disclosure. You just can't tell people that certain things are the way they are. Because it's like cutting off an arm, you know? America's arm is stuck between that fucking rock and the side of that fucking valley. And we're slowly just easing ourselves into the realization that we got to cut that fucker off. We just got to you know, suck
an
it up.
An arm and a leg.
The Dr. Bill costs an arm and a leg.
Yeah, it's a sickening operation, but it has to be done. But the film isn't called 12 Hours. The guy didn't just go, oh, fuck. Oh, let me cut off my arm and get the fuck out of here. I got to make that party because that chick invited me. You know?
He had to wait till all three towers fell, and he's like, "Fuck, I'm just cutting this shit loose, man. Fuck it, I'm done.
I'm done, man.
Fuck, man. So what does this mean? What all of this all together in a big pot that we're stirring around? I mean, will we not get the joke until it's all said and done?
Well, it's just a matter of where you end up when you end, right?
I keep thinking about Monopoly and how it has the word Oz in it, too, if you flip that in.
All right, hey, let me throw you something that you might find interesting. This was something I realized we were talking about, because we got Matthew Modine, was the MM. You got Marilyn Monroe. We were talking about how her name... I honestly don't remember who said this, but there's this Monroe, that Roe was a, you know, it was a fish egg. So it's the single egg, Monroe. Oh, that was, okay, so that was Wilner. Someone else described me. So it was Wilner said it was Monroe was the single egg. And then Einstein came into the conversation, and apparently someone made a movie that was just like Marilyn Monroe and Albert Einstein for the whole movie. And Einstein... apparently,
it's Meg Ryan again in IQ. But go ahead.
Einstein, Ein is one in German, and Stein is stone. So it's the one stone.
Stone is egg makes sense to me now because Sharon Stone.
And what is this?
And Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
The stones with the eggs would be the Charlotte's Web thing. It's the baby of the beast.
So Sharon Stone is... She's not in a Batman movie. What? No, that's... Michelle Pfeiffer again.
She's in the movie Spheres, though, and she's in a movie...
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, so the egg and the spheres, and I mean, there's like this... There's a very... Well, it all has to do with this birth. I mean, Mark LeClaire's got it, you guys. LeClaire's a smart motherfucker. But
I agree.
What about you see Goro Adachi's got this all his birth too.
Well, that guy, I can't even comprehend. I mean, I know
I don't
he's
even
there.
Fucking pay attention to him. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, Goro Adachi is like a god to me, but I won't even go on his website because I'm like scared of God. Does that make sense? Because I don't want him drawing his attention to me. I don't want him like, fuck, dude, just go over there. You do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. Don't tell anybody that I'm stealing your shit because it's fucking – I know for a fact it's completely untrue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have to admit, I am surprised that, you know, when it comes to synchronicity stuff, it seems like there's no stealing. You know, the fact that – it's like you mentioned Rampage. I'm thinking Rampage and blah, blah, blah. It's like that's what we're playing with is how this emerges at the same time, how we're all sort of figuring out the same thing. And yet, to be fair...
It's hyper-free association is what
right,
it is.
But to be fair, what he has on his website, if that's what happened to him, that some guy did a radio show where he just read off of this guy's website, you know, some dude... If you go on goroadachi.com, check out... You know why he feels that way. There's like some button there. It's like why I try and keep my shit really private is because he said there was some guy had a radio show that was basically reading his blog posts and not crediting him, not anything, just pretending like that was that radio host's material, straight up just reading. Now, if something like that happens to you, that's
it's already
stealing.
Happened. It's a bit like fucking Kevin Halcott has it happen to him all the time. Like people have taken what he's done with Michael Jack. But see, that's the field that we're in is like this. It's an overanalyzation of pop. So it is pop. Does that make sense? So as soon as you've got pop, it's gone. Like pop is like. So fleeting. It's such a fleeting creature. It's always digging deeper and deeper into the forest. So, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just like we overanalyze pop, so we're never going to attain what we're looking for because there's always more pop. Does that make sense or am I fucking babbling? And this could be what this bitch who's redheaded has a bow and arrow. It's like this fucking moon child Diana looking for the goddamn stag. And the stag is Pop. You get what I'm saying? Like...
Papa Smurf.
Blue cat person on Pandora. All the same thing. Goddamn
it. But is our pop media the same thing as our fast food and our cigarettes? You know,
I don't think so. See, that's what, like, Andras Jones, I got to give credit to the motherfucker because people give him a hard time, but he's got a very clear way of thinking. He was like, I don't think of shit as, like, everything evil keeping the good down. He was like, I feel like it's just this rose out of the concrete. You know what I'm saying? Like, out of shit comes fucking magic mushrooms. Like... Out of shit, out of this pile of shit, comes this great narrative.
Why do out of vaginas come autistic children?
Wait, wait, wait. Say that again.
Out of vaginas come autistic children.
But see, that's fucked up because what is it? Is our main goal here is the sync rapture just basically us all becoming autistic?
Well, I hope not. No, not that there's anything wrong with that.
So,
but you know what? I mean, that has to be a fucking question. Why is it in this is supposedly one of the most advanced civilizations. If I think it's just an answer that we're not one of the most advanced civilizations, but why is it in this day and age are children coming through the birth canal and they have issues in life and they have obstacles in life that I certainly didn't have, that basically reroute the normalcy of what should be expected out of a human child. I mean, something I'm not going to try to explain it or try to think, say that I have any deep knowledge about it, but it is a trend that is escalating at a percentage that is, it's a statistical anomaly, but no one has any fucking clue as to why it's happening. So, you know, the holiest of holies is producing star children with serious issues. Yeah. And I'm not going to say, maybe there's something about it that is, I'm not seeing, and maybe it's a blessed thing, but it seems to be something about something we take for granted that now is all of a sudden very, very difficult for parents and very, very difficult for communities and very, very difficult to answer. How do we transition these children into normal adult lives?
So that's a good question, is what's the normal? Like, so I have a personal interaction with this. So it's a very personal subject to me, but I understand. So your point, there was there have been points in my life when I've been very, very angry about it. If you look at the rates, you're absolutely right. I mean, the autism rates are, there was a point where just a few years ago, we were at one in every 150 kids. No, I don't mean to take this back the other way, but just to say, what was really interesting was there was a statistic that one in every 150 Americans was on the Homeland Security's watch list as a potential terrorist. One in every 150 Americans was a potential terrorist, and every one in 150 children was being born autistic. I thought it was really interesting that the two statistics came at the same time, the same number. That was a few years ago. And there have been points in my life where I've been really fucking pissed about it. And I think you're asking an excellent question. So there's also another side to it, which I do see that these children are able to understand things in a way that most other people can't. And I haven't quite figured out if, are we, you know, like, you know, when Rome was falling, what it added to it, one of the contributing factors was people started using lead-lined drinking cups. To drink and eat out of lead-lined bowls and stuff like that. And they were getting essentially lead poisoning, and it made them all slowly retarded, and it contributed to their decline. Is this the same sort of thing, or are these children, you know, these children seem to be in touch with things in a way that, you know, I've been, you know, it's like, the way I feel on LSD is the way this child is on a daily basis.
Hey, Klaus, have you ever read, I mean, you're a Kate Dick fan, right?
For sure.
Have you ever read Martian Timeslip?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Did you notice that the kid in Martian Timeslip and the kid in Divine Invasion are both named Manny?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
They're the same kid, because Manny, basically they go back in time through this kid who's autistic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Manny in Divine Invasion goes through this whole Xena Palace fucking Commonwealth area. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm following.
That was it.
Well, I mean... That's a 17-hour conversation right there.
E pluribus unum, one out of many.
Jesus. No, but I'm saying, like, what they use this kid's autistic, psychotic mind to go back in time in, but they can't fucking change anything because his psychotic mind pulls everything against him. Do you know what I mean? In Divine Invasion, which was written way, way after Martian Time Slip by K. Dick, it's a retrospect on that same story. I mean, he did that fucking intentionally. And then this brings us back to Total Recall as well, correct? I mean, in the whole fucking police state, we're back where we started from. This is fucking Radio Free Albemuth right now. I mean, like, we're dealing with the fucking New World Order, and
Total Recall, you have to. I think there's two camps on that. You either believe he actually goes to Mars, or he just signed up for what was offered in that storefront, correct?
Right. He just signed up for brainwashing. It's not that different from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
I stand in the camp that he saw this storefront. They offered him a trip where you go everywhere, but you actually you're only there for an hour.
Have you ever read that story by K. Dick?
I should have. I haven't.
Okay, now what's so fucked up about that story, and this really fucking hit me like a ton of bricks, because this was written in 63, I think, which was like 10 years before K. Dick's experience, in quotation marks, right?
Okay.
So it's about a guy who basically does that, but what turns him into the spy, or what makes him remember that he's already been there, is sodium pentothal, which is truth fucking serum, which is exactly what happened to Dick. Do you get it?
That's crazy.
So Dick had Total Recall. Do you get
it? Well, haven't you?
Oh, that's
the whole point.
Sharon Stone is in Total Recall.
Oh, fuck! It's right there!
I'm like, why is that seem so important?
It's right there.
Sorry, yeah.
No, that's deep, dude. That's That's touchdown. Bullseye. There's been so many bullseyes this show, Klaus. I'm telling you. I'm hoping that it was not my responsibility to record it, because I wasn't.
Oh, I heard about that, by the way. How'd you fuck up?
I wanted to hear that shit.
I'm sorry.
It was good. It was so good. That's what's like precious about it. Like, Myers went through some shit and he really got it off his chest, and he was going through, but at the same time, he's being completely cool about it. Like, I fucking appraise Christopher Hunter Myers. The dude is insane as fucking cow shit, but that's what makes him so cool. Like, he knows what's going on with Sync. Like, the Sync is fucked up because Sync fucks with your ego. You think that what you're interpreting through Sync is reality, but you still have to realize that when we see these common symbols, we're sharing a reality, but you still have your own reality. There's no way you can see George Lucas, man. Motherfucking everybody hates the last Indiana Jones, but it's so important because it happened, right? You can't deny anything that happened. And what it deals with is this alien intelligence that has a hive mind. They're 13. They make that comment. There's 13 separate skeletons in that room, but they're all one fucking – they're individual. They're fucking separate. They have their own identity, but they're hive at the same time. And the 13 is the Opiukis bullshit. Like, why the fuck did they initiate Opiukis right before 2012, when Opiukis has everything to do with 2012? It's like everything is fucking – James Holmes is the 13th skeleton. That's fucked up.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
James Holmes. There's 12 dead in the theater. The 13th skeleton is James Holmes.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna die.
Yeah.
The 12 monkeys. 12 monkeys, their 13th The 13th is the 13th. But that has to do with fucking Christ as well, though, because of the fucking whole clock being 12 hours.
So do you know? Do you know there's a there's a thing they built in? Oh God, I want to say like Kajikistan or some shit. I'd have to fucking look it up. But there was like, you know, these things like crazy like cities that they're building like kind of in the middle of what, you know, for Western minds, like the middle of nowhere. Like, why suddenly are you building like giant, you know, cities and spaceports in the middle of, you know, these theoretically unmapped countries? And one of them is this big pyramid temple thing. And in it is basically the, you know, at the end of Total Recall, that like three-fingered alien handprint he has to put his thing in?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'd have to look it up. Kajikistan. Oh, God. What's the fucking name of it? Well, whatever. I'll look it up. But there's like the fact that you're mentioning this whole 2012. Yeah, and there's a new Total Recall coming out in 2012. Is pretty fucking interesting.
Yeah, there was supposed to be slotted a Philip K. Dick called The King of the Elves cartoon slotted for the December block of 2012, but I think it's been pushed back to 2013. I think we're going to make it to 2013. There's just too many good fucking movies. We're going to make it to 2013. We're going
to. There's too many good movies?
There's too many good movies.
You know,
that's the definite sink sign that there's a future is the fact that movies are going to continue to come out.
We got films to make, for sure.
We got films to make. That's fucking precious.
I was, you know, we were talking about putting out Sync Book Volume 2 on December 21st just to, like, you know, hit that day. And he was like, you know, you should put it out on, like, December 22nd or, you know, whatever. Just
December December 21st, 2013. Right. Because the other one was past 2001, so it only makes sense that the second sync book would happen.
Are we going to get into 2012? Are we going to get into it?
Let's do
it. We're already there. It's already fucking happened. But see, 2012 started in like 1997, dog.
All right, I know what I'm saying. Here's a give me a 20-second answer. The first time you heard of 2012, first Will and then Alan.
First me, I did it, man. Oh, I was always this weird kid who was staying up watching Bigfoot specials when I was younger. So I know that I heard on TV about 2012 a long time ago. I remember hearing about Nostradamus before 2001 happened.
Okay,
and
so
no,
2012 specifically.
I
when
can't
did
tell
you lock in and say, do I believe this or do I not?
What? Do I believe it or do I not believe it? I can't tell
you. No, when you actually learned enough about it to where you said, do I believe this? Do I not believe this? Do I keep this on the radar?
Keeping it on the radar was Jake Kotze. Because
which was what year?
I don't know. 2008, 2009.
All right, Alan.
Yeah. 2000. Let's see. That was 2000. Probably 2005. I think it was 2005. I could probably find a way to actually check that number. like to check that date, if you give me a second.
If you want
an exact date,
I don't need an exact date. I just want to say, and I'm not putting this out there on any, like, I'm trumping anybody. But I read Terrence McKenna's Invisible Landscape in 1995, okay?
Awesome.
I think it was the year that they might have reissued it because Invisible Landscape, I devoured that, and then Invisible Landscape came out. And
I didn't even know who the fucking hell Terrence McKenna was till way after that, and I think that's like vastly important. That's fucking...
So I didn't know anything about any of this shit except for his experiences, his math, his experiences with synchronicity and manipulating the I Ching.
Wow.
And I read his poetry and I said, fuck, man. I mean, if that's it, I can buy into it because that's fucking beautiful. That I got it. Like, I just understood what he meant. That collective conscious awareness will escalate. The doubling of information will exponentially increase. And by the time 2012 hits, it will just, it'll be a carnival of thought that you just can't even imagine. Now,
that's what it is.
I read on something about how in 2008 there were like 1.27 billion, Google searches or something a day. And they said, those questions, where did people ask those questions 20 years ago? Those 1.27 million questions, those searches for information. Well, they just were in people's heads. They just never got a response. That means that today, 5 billion questions probably a day are answered. So those are prayers, man. The prayers are being answered every day. And this connectivity of thought is so rich and so thick that this bridge is being built. But what is it being built towards an answer, or is it just being built towards an understanding? And that's what we're approaching. I mean, this conversation we're having right now is just a byproduct of that. There's no way I ever meet a Will Morgan or an Alan Green 25 years ago. I don't have this conversation with anybody in 1995 because I'm in a dorm room in Champaign, Illinois, saying, this is the answer. Do you know who Terrence McKenna is? And people look at me like I'm fucking crazy. And I knew enough in that moment to never even mention the whole 2012 angle because I said, that's going to brand me an idiot and possibly a schizophrenic or some sort of madman. And then 12 years later, there's movies about it. There's shows on the History Channel about it. There's websites devoted to it. I didn't even know what a fucking website was in 1995. So it's all fucking happening. It's almost too much to even... I don't know.
What the fuck is... I know.
It's unbelievable, man. All you need to do is listen to those Terrence McKenna, Art Bell interviews.
I listened to a lot of Terrence McKenna today, actually. Like, talking about... virtual reality and shit like that.
Can I interrupt you guys a second? So I just dropped in here, but just for the people listening at home, it's Astana in Kazakhstan. I'm sure not pronouncing that right. KAZAKHSTAN, and then the place is Astana, ASTANA, the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation. That's called the Pyramid of Peace. It's the
Pyramid of Peace.
Yeah,
it's and got that's the gold hand from the Total Recall.
Yeah, so you saw this picture I dropped in
what
here.
What the fuck?
That's...
Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Haven't they seen the fucking movie?
So Bill's asking if we could take a 5-minute break. Sure. So you want to take?
Yes, that's appropriate.
You want to take a break? Let's do that. And if you want to pick that back up with Terrence McKenna, I'd love to join because I read Invisible Landscape. Like I said, probably 2005, and that was
still
a big
haven't
deal
read
for
it.
Me.
So that's fucked up. So it's probably going to be a huge deal for me because you mentioned it, and I'm going to remember it, and it's going to be like a book sync, and it's fuck, great, thanks. It's like the whole fucking Robert Anton Wilson thing where he fucking like goes through this whole thing and initiation that he got Aleister Crowley from Alan Watts. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely, man.
All right, 5-minute break. Time for some weed, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm a joker. I'm a smoker. I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
Sure. show you a good time. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. Talking about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama. Cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. Really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree.